Join me, your host, Chris, for The Witching Hour live on CFRC 101.9 FM every Wednesday at 12 a.m., where you can get your weekly dose of metalcore, post-hardcore, crying, screaming, and sometimes throwing up.
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
They say nothing good happens after midnight, but why not stay a while and find out? This is DJ Crusher. It is 11 p.m. here on CFRC 101.9 FM, and you're tuned in to The Witching Hour. Also, we're based in Kingston. We got all the things. Nailed it. So, today we have a pretty eclectic mix. If you're not usually here, we do metalcore and all things adjacent. And today, heavy on the all things adjacent, I think. We have some variety. And a lot of new releases again this week, which I'm really excited about. I feel like just tis the season. It's finally October, my favorite month of the year, and not just because it's my birthday. I just love the energy. The word vibe was banned on our airwaves, but I feel like energy is acceptable. I feel like it's a bit more descriptive, maybe a bit less vague. Maybe. We'll see. We'll see what our tech manager, Chance, thinks about that. He's very anti-vibe language. So, starting us off are just a few releases that I have not been able to get enough of recently. So, starting off, we have Under the Knife by Thornhill, which I do listen to Thornhill, but they're opening for... Or I've been listening to them for quite a while, but they're opening for Sleep Token right now on tour, and that... just kind of, you know, pulled out a few new tracks for me that I hadn't become obsessed with yet. So the first one is going to be Under the Knife by Thornhill from their most recent album, which didn't come out too long ago. And again, this was just a track that kind of flew under the radar for me, and I'm so glad that I found it this week because I've been obsessed. Then after that, we have Living in Tragedy by Currents. This is a revisit of this album. They're from Australia, I believe. I thought they were Canadian for a long time because they just had that energy. And I feel like anything that's Currents or Ocean, I just assume they're from the coast or something. But this has been a big album for me this year. I've just been obsessed with it. It came out in 2023, but I only found it in the last year or two. But The Death We Seek is definitely my favorite album by them. And it's just, you know, no skip album for me. And again, this is a track for me that wasn't like in my top three on this album or anything, but this week, it just really stood out to me. So Living in Tragedy is going to be our second track today. Then we have two releases from some OGs. We have Wake Up of Mice and Men. They have a new album coming out soon, which I'm really excited about. And then we have Strawberry's Daughters by Dance Gavin Dance. Again, these are two kind of like 2010s era bands that are still going strong, and two releases that have been really highly anticipated for me. Of Mice and Men specifically, because they were my favorite of all time for pretty much all of middle school, high school. And Dance Gavin Dance was also, you know, held that number one spot for quite a bit, kind of in like late university for me, which is late, but hey, I got there eventually. So yeah, those are our first four tracks today. I'm gonna quit yapping and we're gonna get right into the music.
We'll be right back.
finals, Nathan! Destruction of the gods!
with Spider-Man. Three sticks of stone. Little haters, baby, it's alright. We'll be just fine. If I say matters, think of my own head, save me. Or then I'm riding with the beast. I could always go and close my eyes.
Last track you just heard was Strawberry's Daughters by Dance Gavin Dance. I just love any song with them, with the word strawberry in the title. Always bangers. Before that, we had Wake Up by Of Mice and Men, Living in Tragedy by Currents, and Under the Knife by Thornhill. And moving right along, next up, we have an artist who is currently, I think, going to perform with Thornhill in the next few months. I see on her tour schedule. Right now, she's preparing to be on tour with Bring Me the Horizon all during the spring. I feel like she just blew up in the last few months, and she's been doing really well. And I haven't even said who it is. Amira Elfecki. Amira Elfecki, and she... I found her through TikTok, and she's had one song that really had a chokehold on people, I think. At least that's what I think. Maybe I'm completely uncultured and everyone knew her from somewhere else. But her song Tonight was what got me hooked. And yeah, I think she just really did her darndest promoting it, just posting it and hashtagging shoegaze and just, you know, promoting the crap out of it. And it worked. It found its way to me. And I have been obsessed with her ever since. And... yeah, now she's touring with Bring Me the Horizon. And this newest track is Hold On To Me. And I was really excited about it because it's her first track where she screams. And I love girly. I love when the girlies yell. I love it. So I was really excited to hear that. And then when I listened to the track, I was like, she ate. Very fitting for all this touring she's prepping to go on. And after that, we have more Girlies Who Scream. We have Spirit Box. These two tracks, I was just listening to Tsunami Sea again this week. And again, this, I feel like this is the theme of this episode. It's songs on albums that didn't quite stand out to me on the first listen, but I listened to this week and was like, what was I thinking? That was literally every single song from the last set had that, and all of these from the next set have it. So... yeah, I think that's the theme of this episode. Even looking at the rest of this episode, right until the end, the last few, not so much, but almost till the end, these are all from albums I've kind of revisited, even if they're fairly new albums, and these songs just stuck out to me, even though they didn't on the first few listens. So the songs in question for Tsunami Sea are No Loss, No Love and Deep End. And again, I listened to the crap out of that album. And No Loss, No Love, I remember right away when it came out with the video. I love the video and stuff, but, like, I just was not... It did not grab onto me, but this week I listened to it and I was like, what was I thinking? So, yeah, those are my thoughts on these next few songs. First off, we have Hold On To Me by Amira Elfecky. I'm going to get the hang of that. Then No Loss, No Love by Spearbox, and then Deep End by Spearbox, both from their latest album, Tsunami Sea, right here on CFRC's The Witching Hour.
beneath a corpse's feet. I can feel something sinister under the surface. I know an island that breathes is a body that eats. Your mouth showing its teeth.
That last track you just heard was Deep End by Spiritbox. Before that, we had No Loss, No Love, also by Spiritbox, and Hold On To Me by Amira Elfeki, her screaming debut. So, yeah, great set. Love the girlies, love yelling. Next up, we have a new Canadian release, Fully Completely by Alexis on Fire. I was really surprised to see this because I had no clue they were going to release anything. Yeah, it just came as completely out of the blue for me. I don't know if everyone else knew something I didn't, but It was an awesome release. I enjoyed it, hence why I'm playing it on the show. And I hope there is more to follow. I hope that's what this means, but we shall see. Then after that, another Canadian band, Secret and Whisper. This one a little older, so not a new release. This album is from 2008. We played a bit last week. I feel like that's just been the vibe for me recently. I love a good little throwback to that era. So we're going to play Lovers off of that 2008 album. And I think, yeah, we're going to go full send. We're going to play four tracks. After that, we're going to play Love and Affection by Hands Like Houses. Another new release from a band that, again, I was a big fan of back in like the 2010s and like middle school, high school. So this was, I was excited to see this new release as well. That one's Love and Affection by Hands Like Houses. And then after that, another new release from one of my favorite bands. They were my second top artist last year, Health. They dropped Vibe Cop. And I saw the title and I was like, alright, you know, I'm gonna love this. And they have a new album coming out soon, Conflict DLC, coming out in 64 days. Not soon enough, because I'm so pumped for it. I need some new health in my life. I have just been spamming Rat Wars for the last, like, since it came out. When did it come out? It's been a freaking minute. For the last 2 years, I've just been spamming Rat Wars, and I'm really excited to finally have some new music. I say finally, that's a little saucy. 2 years is not that long. And I definitely have not been getting bored of Rat Wars, so I guess that's not a problem. But either way, excited to have new music, and I think there's a lot of tracks. I think there's more than 12 tracks, I believe. So I'm going to be eating good in 64 days. Next up, yeah, let's just dive right into this set. Starting with fully, completely brand new release from Alex Is On Fire right here on The Witching Hour with me, your host, DJ Crusher on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Bring me back and shackles. Hang me long out here.
heard were Vibe Cop by Health, Love and Affection by Hands Like Houses, Lovers by Secret and Whisper, and brand new track Fully Completely by Alex Is On Fire. So yeah, we had three new releases there, and then one kind of throwback, being Secret and Whisper from 2008. And yeah, again, 'tis the season, it seems, with all these new hardcore releases, and I'm really pumped about it. To finish us off, we have another fairly new release. It doesn't feel new to me because I have been listening to it like all day, every day, which is Psycho, and I'm slightly ashamed to admit. I guess it's not that new. It's early September. So Limp Bizkit dropped a new track, and I'm obsessed with it. And I feel like it's just giving old Limp Bizkit, the Limp Bizkit we know and love. And the song is Making Love to Morgan Wallen. And I would love to be in the room when he heard about this. Because I'm sure he has. I'm sure it's gotten to him somehow. But yeah, just absolute banger. I needed in the year 2025 to hear Fred Durst go, "Hey, ladies!" And I got exactly that. So no complaints here. And again, I've just had it on repeat, and I don't know what that says about me. But I love this track, and I'm not even sure if it's totally witching hour. It's totally witching hour vibes, don't get me wrong. But in terms of the material, especially considering tonight, we've stayed really on track where we've stayed within the bounds of the genre. And, you know, this isn't like a special episode like we do sometimes. So I was a little unsure about putting it on, but I've like, you know what? I need to be honest with you guys. I need to be myself on this show. Because what else do I have other than authenticity? That's the brand of this show. So, you know, if I'm going to cough directly into the mic, I might as well play some Limp Bizkit. And yeah, I have no other words for this track. It's just such a banger. And we were listening to it in the office here at CFRC the other day. We were just having a great time. So yeah, this will be on my playlist. I will not be shocked if it's one of my top songs at the end of the year, and I will wear that badge proudly. That I love the new Limp Bizkit track. You know, maybe new album, who knows? That's just what I say every time a single comes out, because I feel like usually when a single comes out, an album is to follow. And yeah, again, it's just so good. So to finish us off tonight, we're going to end the show with Making Love to Morgan Wallen by Limp Bizkit right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Thank you very much for tuning in. I think we're going to have some really fun shows for the rest of October, at least. Hopefully after that as well, but October especially. Very special month. Especially for the witches out there. That's not what my audience is called, by the way. That's not your official name. We'll come up with a different one. Something stickier. So, yeah. Good night, and enjoy this Limp Bizkit as your lullaby to send you off. Bye.
Damn, I miss you, Chester. Sending love from a bass compressor. Ground control with a soul like Bowie, and I'll chop you up if I'm under pressure. I don't really want to brag. I'm just telling motherfuckers that I'm leaving with a bag. High five to the scarred and the strange. From the outlaw that'll never get tamed. Bizkit beats from the pirate band. Sign this deal with a lobster hand. Freestyle like a bowling pin. Flex these bars on a dolphin fin. Life's too short, but I can't complain. Doing backflips on a candy cane. Ride my scooter with a cape at night. And I'ma high five me a traffic light. I blink twice, then I teleport. Got kicked out of the Trump Resort. Bought this cloud on a payment plan. Then I ghosted out in a minivan. Might get my hand like a waffle cone. Spitting out syrup in the Twilight Zone. Got no job, but I'm on the clock. And you can't stop. Stop me, 'cause the shit don't stop. Hey, lady.
not, you're not.
Bitch, you know I'm hot. How many licks to the pepper gon' pop? Told my cap, it's the CEO. Then I moonwalked in a UFO. Mic my shoes with a Christmas wreath. Dropping these bars while I brush my teeth. Flipping this verse like a boomerang. Landed on stage in your booty tang. Backpack filled with a new disease. Telling my doubts I'm hard to please. We don't care, we bounce on clouds. Sing off key and we're still too loud. Biscuit drops, the place explodes. Jumping through life in my pantyhose. Still no job, but I'm on the clock. And you can't stop me, cause the shit don't stop. Hey ladies.
I see through your act and I still enjoy the show. Yeah.
Cooler weather sets in the Kingston area, CFRC and KPP concerts are churning up the heat with a stacked fall lineup. On October 10th, check out Shania Twink, followed by the Arrogant Worms on October 11th at Broom Factory. Sloan hits the Ale House on October 18th, and folks can catch the Grapes of Wrath on October 22nd, Crywank on November 1st, and Georgia Harmer on November 8th at the Broom. Billy Pfaffel, Guy Davis, and Rhea May are also playing at the Broom on November 12th, 15th, and 16th, respectively. For a complete list of shows and ticket information, visit kppconcerts.com.
Mom and Dad don't look so hot these days again.
Hey, this is Sam from Punk is Dead Radio. Tune in every Monday night at 10 p.m. for everything from pop punk to proto punk to hardcore on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Are you tired of the same old playlist? Well, you have two options. Either turn the radio off or turn it up with Power Hour. I'm your host, Disheveled, and we're bringing you the most explosive headbanging rock on the airwaves. From deep cuts from your favorite classic rock bands to the best in up-and-coming rock and roll, we're here to rattle your speakers. Don't miss Power Hour every Thursday night at 7 p.m. here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hey everyone, the name's Jaden, and I'm the host of the hot new show on CFRC's block, Sounds of the Diaspora. On this show, we'll be celebrating black music across all eras, genres, and borders, with a dose of history and politics, from hip-hop to rock and roll, from Afrobeats to Bossa Nova, We're your one-stop shop for everything black. Every Thursday at 10 p.m. Only on 101.9 CFRC. And remember, the blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice.